This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Charlotte, North Carolina is recovering from a second night of protests over the police shooting of a 43-year-old African-American man named Keith Scott on Tuesday. Tear gas was used last night. Businesses were damaged. The National Guard will be there tonight. And now, city leaders have another worry, a call by some today for an economic boycott of Charlotte. So what does that city's economy look like anyway? Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
During last night's protests, the Aria Tuscan Grill evacuated all 40 of its guests.
Because our ventilation started pumping the tear gas into the restaurant.
Andrew Shook is the assistant manager. Today, the place is open, but its next-door neighbors, like Wells Fargo and Bank of America, told their employees to stay home. Charlotte is the second-largest banking center after New York City, says Tom Hanchett, a local historian.
From the very beginning, Charlotte's been a trading city. The Nation's Path, which was a major Native American trade route, ran through here.
He says the city is also home to some big businesses, Duke Energy, Bojangles, Family Dollar. From afar, the city is an economic powerhouse, says Amy Hahn Nelson, a researcher with UNC Charlotte Urban Institute. But look at a map of Charlotte and you'll see a very large pie wedge that is
predominantly white and affluent with very high incomes. And then some would describe what you see as the rest of the demographics as a crescent of poverty.
Too many people in my city are living hard.
Joel Ford is a Democratic senator from Charlotte. He says African Americans have an unemployment rate that's double that for white people. Also, almost 80% of the city's homeless are Black.
It's harder to climb out of poverty here than in any other U.S. metro area. The odds of moving up in Charlotte are just 4.4%.
35-year-old Justin Perry says that's one of the reasons why he joined last night's protests.
It was not simply just about, you know, Keith Lamont Scott. This was about a lot of other stories that we don't even know.
Stories, he says, of economic frustration, feeling beaten down in a city that's thriving. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.